Thank you. I can promise you one thing, this is my last speech at this conference, so you won't have to see me again. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about the Ma and the Shriya. Yesterday I tried to do a bit of technical vision. That was what I was asked to do, but as I also said yesterday, a vision without a strategy is merely an illusion, so we need to find out how we get there. So, looking at the Shriya and the Ma, I didn't make the slides, I hate these builds. The Shriya's intention is to give an overall direction of where EOSC is going to go and how we are getting there. The first version of this one was produced in 2020, 2021, and published last summer. We are going to look at practices, skills, rewards, and a lot of other things to make open science a new normal. We're also working on standards, tools, services, and how we can allow researchers to find, access, and reuse data. One of the main things, I think, is a theme that keeps coming up, sustainability and how a federated infrastructure can enable sharing our scientific results. So this is what you'll find if you dig down in the Shriya, that you can find on our homepage. It's a small document, about 200 pages, so it will keep you busy on a long evening. But a part of the Shriya, there's a multi-annual roadmap, which is the first one I'm going to touch in this one here. The 2021-22 roadmap was part of the original Shriya, and we've been working on the 2023-24 roadmap, and there will be another revision a bit later on. This is wrong. There is something really wrong here. It totally skips through the end of the presentation, missing a lot in between.
I don't know, that's what you sound.
Something went terribly wrong.
Do you have the presentation?
I have the presentation on my Mac.
Can you put here? We can't
set this one up. That's why I always prefer to present from memory.
Yeah.
I'm missing the whole part of the central presentation, so that is maybe not. Let's try again. No, I'm not going to start all over, but I'm focus on what we've been trying to do. So the 2023-2024 MA is the one that we have been working on, which will be included, and there will be a later version also. If you look at the structure of the MA, there is three different phases. The first one, which is stage one, that we had in 2021, 2022, and then we are working on the other stages right now for where we look at initially governance, core, and federated infrastructure, how we can grow them, and how we can grow the exchange. Then the target is also to go to the wider public sector over the next years and also in the private sector in the end. But the first revision we went through, and this always includes a lot of consultation with stakeholders. is that we analyze the Sharia according to the objectives, make open science a new normal, adopt standards and tools, and establish a sustainable long-term infrastructure. So what we did a serious number of consultations during the winter. We released the first draft in that we got out of that in March. And since then, there has been several iterations. The survey we sent out was open from 1st of March. We asked a series of structured questions to get some structured input from people. It was promoted with the ESC Association member, ESFRI, Science Europe, etc. And in total, we got 45 responses, 191 started but did not finish. We had over 534 comments to the MAR, so there was a little bit of work to be done. This gives you a bit of idea on the input on where we got it from, where we had the majority of comments was from research performing organization, and we also looked a bit on in which capacity that the people were answering, if the capacity was in so as individuals or if it was for an organization. The majority of responses we got in was related to that they answered on behalf of an organization. The second largest contribution was service providers or research performing, and service provider was the two main thing, and then researchers and others, non-specified. We also asked, are there things that you fundamentally disagree that should be removed and amended? And we had about close to 16% that thought there were things that needs to be changed. So we went through a number of very large iterations on this one here. First draft was going through by the board in February. Task forces have been providing input to that, so that has been also a huge portion. And then we had it submitted to our constituency in May, but we also had to have the input from the European Commission, so there have been multiple iterations with the European Commission over the summertime. And the target was actually to have it approved and over summer, but for time reasons, this will now be for our GA in November. It doesn't make any sense to have an additional GA at this point in time. If we look at where people were having agreement or disagreement with the priorities and the outcome, in generally, people were looking for, if you look at the European side, there were, and I put this slide in so people can have a look a bit later on. This was also in the presentation for Sarah Jones back in May. But in general, there's a pretty good agreement between 3 and 5 is agreeing to fully agree. And there were very few that didn't agree on what we were doing in that sense. So in general, people are quite aligned behind this, which, from my personal point of view, I still think there is room for improvement. If you look at the comments on the objective one, there were 256 comments on engaging researchers, that is, it needs to be a bigger priority, on how to federate, how we need to look at rewards and recognitions, how we need to upgrade skilled professionals, and how we need to look at long-term data preservation. Focus on researchers' needs and create some kind of stakeholder forum, which I think we've done. On objective two, there were 180 comments which relate to developing and harmonizing standards, which is going to be an ongoing process. Look at open interfaces, API, PID resolvers, sustainable funding streams, keeps coming up, and how we would actually create a software infrastructure to support the researchers. On objective three, there were 98 comments on digital preservation, resourcing models, AAI, federation and onboarding of researchers. So these were the main comments that we received. So the main themes that were raised, we grouped them and assigned them to board members and also asked to address with the task force chairs. And needs we need to see where we can add more. The comments coming in says we need to see where we can add more value, where it's a value proposition of what we are doing for the various areas. There's a huge confusion about terminologies, which is something that we need to address. What is a core? What is the exchange? How do we? What do you mean by onboarding? What is federation? Where is resources? I think if you talk to 100 different people, you'll get at least 200 different opinions, so that's going to be a little of a challenge. We need to extend the text on multilingualism. We probably have a tendency to forget when we speak English all the time, but there are regions of Europe that is not as strong as English in that sense. And there are several concerns about how this all is going to be funded. Needs to be more emphasis on national investment and the member states' roles, which is also something we've been discussing afterwards, both with the European Commission, which is also one of the reasons why we do this tripartite event and do engagement with the national stakeholders. Business models is also tying into funding and how do we actually find ways of sustaining this in the end. And the question is also how do we more engage? This is also to the outreach. This is also to how do we interact with the end users, the researchers, and how do we engage with the data stewards and the one that are local, close to the research, and how are they funded? And then we need to check on implementation for AI, PID, etc. The main disagreement areas that was shown in the MAR revision was how is ESC funded? Keeps coming back up. And it is being addressed. It is not something that we are not aware of, but is definitive things that needs to be clarified, and there needs to be an overall model. There's a lack of cross-border funding models. There's a nervousness that we are reinventing the wheel. We need to be able to host, compute, and publish data. And the openness of ESC projects, how do we interact with each other? How do we track, also as taught yesterday, how do we track the key exploited results? How do we track the outcome from the task forces? So we avoid reinventing the wheel, and then we can build on stuff we already been done. And the collaboration between projects and ESC association is something that I think you probably noticed, at least if you're in some of the task forces, that we've been working very hard on with the introduction of ESC Forum and a number of other initiatives. The MAR needs better structure and to be prioritized, which I definitively agree on. That also goes for the SRIA. So what we have done so far with the MAR is we have done many text changes to improve clarity. We worked on a better structure and a better flow document. I don't say that it's perfect in any shape and form. I still think there's room for improvement, but this is how it is. This is an iterative and ongoing process. We have identified and specified several priorities, and we added data on the consultation feedback, so people got some responses for what they were contributing. And we added a conclusion to summarize the key points. And so the agreed priorities for 2024 is business resourcing models is a top priority. ES core development and onboarding procedures is a core priority. Interoperability of data and data search is a priority. The data quality, definitive member state engagement, so it's not just a top-down project from EU and from us, but that actually goes out and to the entire ecosystem. Looking at recognition and rewards on how the researchers in the end actually will get credited for contributing to this. So this is what done so far. This is what in the next version of the MAR that will be out in at least no later than a month from now will be for the next GA of ESC Association. I think we probably underestimated the time it would take to do consultations with the European Commission and the partnership stakeholders, because the MAI is part of the partnership agreement, so we had to go down that route. That took a wee bit longer. I think that is a Danish understatement than we anticipated. So, well, how do we go on from here? And one of the projects that is come out of Horizon Europe is ESG Focus, and we have a number of items that we are focusing on there. I touched one of them yesterday, Schrier Up to Date and the Technical Development, which is led by Christy Loof, Mies at the Dorg and Erik Jan from ESG Association. There's a lot of stakeholder engagement and management in that, and monitoring and impact assessment in Work Package 4. And then we have a whole communication and dissemination stakeholder forum in Work Package 6 that work very close to Work Package 2. So this is the main thing that are in ESG Focus, and I will focus mainly on the Schrier update because that's what I'm talking about. So that the updating of the Schrier landed with ESG Focus Work Package 3.1, which I'm the lead of in that sense. I put in the text, not for reading it out loud to you right now, but you will find it when we make the presentation available. But our main deliverable is to come up with a new Schrier, in this period. We have a delivery time that says month 35. The project started in June this year. I'll show a bit later on what our plans are. But this is not a small job. We are going to provide resources for interactions with the task forces on task force coordination, collaboration, how we actually will also get the task forces to work cross-task force more than they do today. I think that's an area we can need improvement in that sense. We will work on supporting the task force chairs because we need their input for the Schrier, and it is a huge task. But not just the task force chairs, we'll also channelize the recommendations to Schrier and to the Horizon Europe work program. And if we go into the framework that we are working on right now, that we talked about in the group on the methodology, we need to identify clearly how the first one was created and what was the background behind that. We need to digest Schrier 1.1, and then people say, what is Schrier 1.1? Schrier 1.1 is basically Schrier 1.0, but with a new MA adjustment for what I just went through a bit earlier. That will come out later this year. Then we need to identify the Schrier cycles and the deadlines, and we need to divide the Schrier into modules. You heard me talk a lot about modules, but if I look at the Schrier right now, the 200 pages, in my personal view, this definitively needs to be smaller. I like short and concise messages so people know where to go. So, and I think clarity also in the Schrier, because I think any project that reads through the Schrier can tick a number of boxes, not necessarily that leads to that we're all going in the same direction. So we need to divide the Schrier into modules and look at, are there stuff that we need to add, are there things we need to take out? The Schrier was created quite in a haste, and it also grew in size for the sake of compromise. I think everybody agrees right now that we need to look at how we can make this more readable. But we are going to, it's not going to be one or two or three persons sitting down doing the writing. We need to involve the task forces. We need to involve the projects, both Horizon 20, the outcome for them, take the course. We need to involve also Horizon Europe projects that are interested in participating or contributing to this. But that also means that if I got 20, 30 contributors, we need some kind of guidelines for input, format, links, etc., so that we are working on in the work group, so that we also can have some kind of consistency throughout the document. And then who to involve for each sections, stakeholder identification, interaction, instructions, interactions with external stakeholders or interactions with the task forces. This all needs to be structured. We need to collect the input. We will have a number of interim versions, I think. There'll be community consultations and, of course, an overall content revision and then the contract writing for the publications for the Sri Yanmar. Going through this, it's quite a daunting task, to say the least. And if we look at the timelines that we need to fit in this perspective, this is, again, draft subject to change. Our original end of project was that we would have to deliver this in month 35, which is in the spring of 2025, but that's too late. Because there are other things that sets a timeline. The start of the new MFA is starting in the autumn of 2024, and we need to have a nearly completed, updated Sri, at least some directions finished by then. So there will be several iterations in the past of this. This is still subject to change. We discussed that last work group meeting, and we, of course, need to reach out to a greater audience, but we also need to put some structure and some very clear timelines in, and that's what we've been trying to do. Looking at the technical developments, also need input on implementing of how we implement EASC, and this is not just on a technical room, input to planning and communication. We are starting off an EAS technical coordinator's cockpit, which also includes Horizon Europe projects, those who want to join in. And that is work package 2, that's Erik Jan heading that one. And we are trying to establish joint technical and joint service meetings. There will be a lot of more interaction with EAS association members and the task forces. For those of you who's not onboarded to EASC Forum yet, you will undoubtedly, as task force members and members of EASC Association, hear a lot more about that over than the next month, because that will all be finalized before we get to the next GA. And then we need to link the technical work packages of other infra-EASC projects, and we need to establish a feedback mechanism to the partnership with using EAS Focus. So, and the last sentence is, it's our task to lead the Sri Yanmar development, and this is going to take up a lot of our time over the next couple of years. I think that was my 20 minutes here. If you have any questions, I also did this presentation to give you a bit of input, so that will be distributed. There's many unclarities, but we will work on these. And I think also talk to the task force chairs. There's a lot we can help improve. Thank you.